This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. 2 hours from now, U.S. President Donald Trump's lawyers begin their opening arguments in his Senate impeachment trial. Last night, Democratic Party House managers wound up their 3 days of arguments, again hitting hard at the theme that if Mr. Trump stays in office, he will feel free to abuse his power. That as chief executive, he'll be convinced he can basically do whatever he wants without penalty. Lead House Manager Adam Schiff says he expects the defense team to use well-worn talking points to insist that the president never engage in a quid pro quo with Ukraine, holding back U.S. military aid as leverage in an effort to get political dirt on a potential election rival, former Vice President Joe Biden.
The president said there was no quid pro quo. The president said there was no quid pro quo. I guess that's the end of the story. This is a well-known principle of criminal law that if the defendant says he didn't do it, he couldn't have done it.
We have a report from the AP's Tim McGuire.
Lead House Manager Adam Schiff, in his wrap-up of the prosecution's case against President Trump, tells members of the Senate how they feel about Trump isn't the issue.
It doesn't matter whether you like him. It doesn't matter whether you dislike him. What matters is whether he is a danger to the country because he will do it again.
Oklahoma Senator James Lankford says he and other Republicans want to hear the president's defense, which starts Saturday and after a Sunday off day continues Monday and Tuesday.
What we're going to try to do is listen for the next 3 days then to the White House arguments, and then we'll make decisions from there. We've got 16 hours of questions at the end of that.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
In Turkey, emergency officials today said the death toll from yesterday's strong earthquake that rocked eastern Turkey has climbed to 21, with more than 1,000 people injured. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Health authorities in the United States are closely watching for new signs of the sometimes lethal coronavirus. In China, the death toll stands at 41, with nearly 1,300 confirmed cases spread across 29 provinces and cities. 15 medical workers are among those who have been infected. One Chinese doctor has died. 2 cases of the infection have been identified here in the U.S. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has a report.
With officials in China now saying the number of people infected with a new virus has jumped, officials in the U.S. are urging calm. A second case has been reported in the U.S., a Chicago woman in her 60s who was hospitalized in isolation after returning from China. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health.
I don't think we should jump ahead and project what's going to happen. We just got to take it one step at a time.
Meanwhile, Australia announced its first case Saturday. 3 cases in France are the first reported in Europe. The new virus comes from a large family of what are known as coronaviruses. I'm Mike Gracia.
Meanwhile, in the Chinese city of Wuhan, where it's believed the new virus originated, authorities have tightened emergency rules to deal with the crisis. With air and rail service in and out of Wuhan already shut down, today most vehicles, including private cars, have been ordered out of the downtown area. State media say that only authorized vehicles carrying supplies and other necessities would be allowed access to the city center. All of this has caused cancellations for a host of China's planned Lunar New Year celebrations, affecting millions of people. Australia celebrates its National Day tomorrow. It is an annual day of celebration, but something else as well. Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
To many Indigenous people, January 26, 1788, was the day when their land was taken by the British, led by Captain Arthur Phillip. He was the commander of the first fleet of 11 British ships, which arrived at Sydney Cove to signal the birth of the colony. Across the country, Australia Day harbours so many emotions: anger, sadness, pride and celebration. There'll be so-called Invasion Day rallies, as well as festivities and parties. The government body that organises various community events, the Australia Day Council, said the highs and lows of history are commemorated.
That was Phil Mercer reporting for VOA from Sydney. The Pentagon has revised upward the number of U.S. troops diagnosed with traumatic brain injuries or concussions after Iran's missile attack on 2 Iraqi military bases earlier this month. Initially reporting no injuries, a later report put the number at 11. That figure now has tripled to 34. More news online at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.